This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, venting frustration over a nationwide power outage and the effects of economic and political instability. Supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido yelled murderers at riot police as they pushed against their shields. Police later withdrew from the area. At the same time, supporters of President Nicolas Maduro gathered in a separate district of the Venezuelan capital in a rival demonstration. Maduro's Socialist Party has called for protests for what it maintains is the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling oil sanctions against the government in efforts to cut off its funding. Much of Venezuela remained without power following Thursday's blackout, one of the longest in recent memory, the cause of which remains unknown. Meanwhile, in France, the Yellow Vest protest continued for a 17th straight weekend. French police used water cannon and fired tear gas on protesters in Paris Saturday afternoon. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protest began at the Arc de Triomphe at the top of the Champs-Élysées and looped through both sides of the Seine River before ending at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were also held in numerous cities around France, including Bordeaux, which has a strong contingent of Yellow Vest protesters, and Lille. The protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but have become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which demonstrators say favor the wealthy over ordinary French citizens. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerians went to the polls Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy, amid reports of heavy military deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths. Turnout appeared to be very low. VOA Hausa reporter Balbogida Jibril was in Lagos.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election. But to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
News reports from Nigeria reported 7 deaths as of mid-afternoon, 5 in Rivers State in the south. In southeastern Enugu State, a police spokesman said a ruling party supporter was shot dead and an investigation is underway. Just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week in a last-minute decision, as the Electoral Commission cited numerous logistical problems in the country of 190 million people. The head of the World Health Organization has denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Gunmen attacked the center at Butembo in North Kivu province early Saturday, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker. Speaking after his 4-hour visit to the Butembo clinic, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told workers that while the need is great, health workers need to be kept safe.
Securitization is not good and it cannot happen. We should rely on community ownership and mobilization. But at the same time, we have to keep our responders, you and all partners, safe from attacks by some armed groups.
The Butembo facility only reopened last Saturday after an attack by gunmen the previous Wednesday forced it to close. Searchers have spotted the bodies of 2 climbers from Britain and Italy in Pakistan days after the pair disappeared while trying to scale one of the world's highest peaks. Tom Ballard and Danielle Nardi were caught in bad weather about 2 weeks ago while attempting to climb the 8,125-meter Nanga Parbat, nicknamed the Killer Mountain. Karar Haidri is the Alpine Club of Pakistan's secretary.
The situation is that they are above 6,000-meter high, so it is not possible to bring them down.
Ballard is the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.